This is a CBC podcast.
Hello, listener, and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, and with me is my assistant, Gary the Unicorn, who is somewhere.
Come on downstairs and check out my triple axle, Mr. Orlando. Woohoo!
Gary, for the last time, no flooding the basement to make your own skating rink and... Oh, a Zamboni? Concession stands? Hey, is that a skating coach? Oh, this is the real deal.
The lift, Gernold! Horoshi!
Plus, I'm wearing a skating outfit with bells on it. It don't mean a thing if he ain't got that ring.
Well, just skate on over here for a story, would you? I have the answering machine right here.
Hi, I'm Astrid. I live in Guelph. My idea is two pencils that roll around in a museum that get chased by a cat. My next story is Rapunzel the alligator. Bye!
Whoa! Mr. Orlando, how are you gonna fit all that story in a shorty? That would be like putting a dance spin, the step sequence, and twizzles in my routine. Am I right, Svetlana?
Nyet.
Never fear, Gary. I have the perfect story right here. This tale is called Escape from the Museum. Gary's skating outfit, jingle those bells if you would. I take you to the most exciting and excellent place on Earth.
The Museum of Historical Writing Utensils will be closing shortly. Please exit through the gift shop.
Oh, there, two famous pens sat in their display case, wondering if they'd get lucky.
Is everybody gone yet?
Shh, last person.
Pennifer was the first ever clicky pen, invented in 1949.
Clickety, clickety, clack, clack, yeah!
And Penry was the first rollerball pen, invented in 1888.
Rollerball, doobity-doo!
They had lived in the museum since they were invented. It sounded like a glamorous lifestyle and all, but Pennifer and Penry were sick of staying behind glass walls, posed all day on the same pillow.
There's gotta be more to life out there.
We can't play it safe forever. Tonight, when the security guard leaves, we're making a break for it.
Not so fast!
Who said that?
The very first Quill waved to them from his case.
You think you can escape through this glass case and the world is yours? No. The whole world is a glass case. Oh, the horrors that await you. Beware the fanged beast. Beware! Oh, yes, okay.
That was a tad creepy.
Don't mind him, you guys. Quill's a little feathered these days.
Thanks, Ink.
Meanwhile, the noble and handsome security guard did one final round of the museum. Much like every night, nothing new or suspicious to note.
Best job ever, wouldn't you say, Butters?
Butters the cat narrowed his eyes suspiciously. While he liked working alongside his owner, the guard let too many things slide. Just last week, a napping kid was nearly locked in the museum. Butters would not let that or any other shenanigans happen again.
All right, let's go through the plan one more time. The guard will let his cat outside for a break and fall asleep after eating his supper.
And then we'll have about 10 minutes to get out of the case and over to an open window.
The excitement was in the air. Unfortunately for them, excitement was something cats are very attuned to.
Don't you want to go outside for your break, Butters?
But Butters wouldn't go. Instead, he paced the cases, peering intensely at each one.
Well, suit yourself. More spaghetti for me, I guess.
Back at the cases, Penry pushed the hole they had carved in the glass open and helped Pennifer down.
Oh, grab your cap, Penry, and let's get out of here.
Got it. And listen, the guard's asleep.
This was almost too easy. I can't believe Quill tried to freak us out about the...
The Fanged Beast!
Butters chased Pennifer and Penry through the museum. They rolled through the first floor. The second floor. The third floor.
Wait a jingle jangle. How many floors does a historical writing utensil museum have?
Good point, Gary. I'll jump ahead. They rolled through the 100th floor, the top floor of the museum. They were backed up against a wall, right underneath the window.
Go on without me, Pennifer. I'm slowing you down. My rollerball is almost out of juice.
Never. Penry, we gotta try. That cat may take our lives, but he'll never take our freedom.
Butters the cat finally caught up to them and pounced.
Pull!
Penry and Pennifer held each other and pulled on the window blind string, closing the blinds and lifting themselves out of harm's way. Butters ran into the wall, missing them completely. Pennifer lifted the blinds and looked out the open window. There was a whole city beneath them.
I can't believe it, Penry. We did it! We're going to escape the museum!
Our next step is the beginning of the rest of our lives.
Penry and Pennifer fell out of the window, falling down 100 floors faster and faster.
For freedom!
Right into the mouth of an unexpecting alligator.
Is it raining terrible treats or something?
Where are we?
Is this the outside?
The two pens had escaped the museum, but found themselves trapped in the neighboring zoo. You can actually get a really nice 2-for-1 pass to both attractions if you have the time.
Rapunzel the alligator is pleased as punch to meet you.
Water? Rocks? A new friend? Maybe outside isn't so bad.
Oh, this isn't outside, sister.
Another glass case?
No!
The end.
Whoa, what an upset.
I give you 11 of 10.
That checks out. Hey, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, please call us at 1-888-413-2781. Toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. You never know what the Story Store will have in store.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.